Well, cancer will affect more than 56,000 adults in North Carolina this year alone. And there is a new nonprofit called the Fill Your Bucket List Foundation, which is granting wishes to adult cancer patients, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but for adults. Coming up this weekend on Sunday, December 6th, the foundation is hosting something called the Holly Jolly Jog. This is going to be in Southern Village from 4 to 9 p.m. It includes a run and a whole lot more. And joining us now to talk about the event this weekend and also the Fill Your Bucket List Foundation is the executive director of that foundation, Peggy Carroll. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and share a little bit about our foundation. We are just a year old, and we are based in the Triangle area. And our goal was to grant two wishes to adults with cancer, as you mentioned. And we are happy to announce we granted eight wishes in our first year.
That's awesome.
So we've had a lot of local support. I'm excited to talk about the Holly Jolly Jog, which is this Sunday, as you mentioned, in Southern Village on the Green. We are going to have a 5K where people can walk or run. But more importantly, we're going to have a family fun night. We're going to have a dash to Santa. We'll have pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. We have inflatables, face painting, balloons, food trucks. So come out, kick off the holiday season, join us to raise money so we can grant more wishes and make cancer patients' holiday wishes come true. And we're also going to have the annual tree lighting at Southern Village at 7 p.m. So that will be the culmination of the evening. Whether you want to walk or run or just come for the fun, everybody's welcome, all ages, and it will be a great family event.
And it looks like the weather's going to be beautiful for it, so all the more reason to head to Southern Village. FillYourBucketListFoundation.org is the website if you're listening out there and you want to know more. But Peggy, how did this organization get its start? You founded it back in August of last year, so it's barely a year old. What inspired you?
Exactly. We're just over a year, and my father, unfortunately, was diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer, and I asked him what was his bucket list, what did he want to do, and there were very little things on there. He wanted to mainly see my kids' band competitions. They were in high school at the time, and after the last competition, he passed away the next day, and I realized doing something of meaning with the people you love is very important to cancer patients. And he had finished that, and I wanted to be able to give that opportunity to other people. We focus on people at the poverty level or below who aren't able to do the own things that they want to with their family and friends. So it's been very rewarding to have the support and the local just community behind us in a very short amount of time. It's been great.
And you've helped eight people between August of last year and now. What has been the most rewarding moment for you?
Probably the one that still takes my breath away. I asked a local Chapel Hill lady what her wish was, and a lot of times they have a really hard time thinking of that. And she said, you know, the only thing I really want is for you to pay my electric bill. Mm-hmm. And I said, we will absolutely do that, but let's plan something fun also. So we had to work really hard with her to come up with something fun that she wanted to do because it was just so far out of her realm of reality. So she and her family just went to the beach. They wanted to see the sunset and spend time looking at the ocean. So that one's probably our biggest reward so far.
It's really striking, but I guess it's not that surprising that people's bucket list can be, you know, a lot of times you think about the bucket list as going somewhere exotic and doing something incredible, but really it's the simple things. It's seeing the sunset. It's seeing your family.
Exactly. Doing things with people that you love, and oftentimes they don't have to be grand. One gentleman just wanted to go to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry. And we were very fortunate that night. Vince Gill was performing and heard about it, took him aside and took him to his dressing room and wanted to know if Vince Gill wanted to ask him if they could have pictures. So people are very willing to help and support because, unfortunately, cancer touches all of us.
We're speaking with Peggy Carroll, executive director of the Fill Your Bucket List Foundation. Again, FillYourBucketListFoundation.org is the website if you want to find out more. The Holly Jolly Jog is coming up this Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m. December 6th. It's going to be in Southern Village. And how do people get involved with the jog? Do you register in advance? Do you show up on the day?
We're going to have both. You can go to the FillYourBucketListFoundation.org website to register, or you can show up that day, bring your family, your friends. Come see Santa with us. Come eat dinner with us. And everybody's welcome even on that day. So the festivities kick off at 5 and registration begins at 4 on site. And we look so forward to seeing you there.
And it's going to be a 1 mile event, a 5K fun run. You can walk, you can run, tree lighting at 7 o'clock, music, food, and auction too.
Yes.
What are some of the items?
We have a lot of Chapel Hill gift certificates. We have a signed basketball by the Tar Heels. We have a flat screen TV. You can do some of your Christmas shopping there, and all for a good cause.
I like it. And just for people who are interested in getting involved, how many people are involved right now who work for the foundation, and how do you connect with people in need?
Anybody who would like to help and volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers throughout the year. Right now we have no paid staff. We're totally run by volunteers, so we welcome people's time and just connecting, helping us grant wishes, helping connect us to flights and hotels and food. It's very, very rewarding, and you can reach out to us. Just go to our website. Everything is on there to connect with us. It's also on there to nominate people, so people can be nominated through their physician, self-nomination. You can nominate your friends and family, so everything you need is on our website.
So you can nominate people, you can volunteer, you can donate. You can learn about the Holly Jolly Jog, which again is this Sunday, December 6th. Registration beginning at 4. The event begins at 5 and runs until 9 at Southern Village. All available on the website, which is fillyourbucketlistfoundation.org. Peggy Carroll, thank you so much. Is there anything else that people need to know?
Just thank you for being here. And this is a great way to kick off the holiday season and also at the same time give back on this Giving Tuesday. Thank you.
It's going to be a great event. We'll see you on Sunday.